Hi, Nicole. Great show. Is Moyles running the marathon today, given his recent fitness regime? Well, let's ask Chappers. Chappers, Moyles is nowhere near you, is he?
No, I haven't seen it. There are a few damned inflatable balloons over to my left, but that's the closest I would have thought that comes to resembling him. No, I haven't seen him.
He shall have his revenge for that comment, Chappers.
No, he knows I'm only joking, and he's a very good cuddler.
He's a lovely cuddler. So, mate, how are you feeling?
I don't feel great, to be honest. I feel quite nervous. I've been awake since 4, worrying about this. And now I'm here at the start. I'm in the green area, and it is, half an hour to go to the start. Lots of people pacing up and down. Somebody to the right of me putting on his giant bear costume. And a group of 6 blokes dressed as prisoners and all chained together have just walked past. I beat them.
Oh, my God. 26 miles chained together as prisoners.
Can you imagine that?
Oh, that's some community service, isn't it?
And also, there's a bloke in front of me as well. There's got this massive kind of like sandwich board that's going to tower above him. So he's strapped to his back, and I would say he's about 6 feet in the air. And he says, I've completed 35 marathons in 22 days. Now, I think that's showing off.
That is... Wait a minute, I'm not having that from you, the man who ran around every Premier League ground in about 2 weeks in Scotland and England. I mean, good grief. You're well-trained. You're a machine. You're the Forrest Gump of Radio 1.
Yeah, not for the right reasons. I don't think about the Forrest Gump of Radio 1. But, I am all right. I'm quite trained, but I am just massively nervous.
Oh, mate, what's your training regime been like? I mean, did you have a little rest after Sport Relief?
Yeah, I did have a little rest after Sport Relief, and I was meant to do my big 20-mile run after Sport Relief, and I never did that. So the first I've done is 18, so that's kind of playing on my mind slightly. And then the last 2 weeks, you don't do that much. You just do, like, a 7-mile run or, like, a 40-minute run and just eat lots and lots and lots of pasta. So yesterday I was eating pasta and bananas and bread and watching Soccer Saturday, which has probably been my favourite part of my training regime.
Sounds like Robert De Niro when he was training to play the aging Jack LaMotta.
If you can cut the aging bit out, I prefer that analogy to Forrest Gump, to be honest. I quite like thinking of myself as the Robert De Niro of Radio 1, yeah. I have to say one other thing. On the train on the way here, this woman sat opposite me. I was talking to my mate who's here with me, and she said, are you a footballer? And I thought, no, but you just made my day by thinking that I could actually be a footballer and have that physique.
Well, just to bring you back down to earth, De Niro ate nothing but, I think, pizza and ice cream, I think is what he ate to play aging Jack LaMotta. So I'm not sure you were doing that yesterday. That's probably not ideal diet for a marathon
run. That's what I'll be doing after it.
This is the thing, right? Okay, now, Sport Relief, out of the way, okay, did an amazing job, and you and Dave earned so much money, total legends, and then training for this. Now, what are you doing next? Is it Iron Man next for you, is it?
There's nothing else after this. There's nothing at all. Just a few beers and a few pizzas and watching a lot of sport rather than participating in it.
Naked hand gliding, perhaps? Bear wrestling?
Naked hand gliding? Well, yeah, I'd probably need to Vaseline myself a lot more for naked hand gliding than I have done this morning, I would have thought.
Please, it's a Sunday morning. People are having breakfast, Chappers. Don't use that word. Describe yourself. I mean, there's no need.
Do you know what? Actually, they deserve, just for them eating their breakfast whilst I'm stood here about some of their agony. Just you thinking you're Vaseline my knackers just about 5 minutes before talking to you.
How many times can I say no, my gosh? Now, any other showbiz types that you've seen around there? You know, the kind of people you hang around with and play golf with on a regular basis?
I think he just confused me with Spoonie. I've seen Gordon Ramsay walk past me just a minute ago.
Oh, really? Was he swearing at anyone?
No, he wasn't. He's very serious. I think he plans to do it in around 3 hours, I think, which is very serious. Harry from McFly is around here somewhere, but I haven't managed to see him yet, but we've had a conversation trying to find each other.
Right.
That's about it at the moment. I haven't really seen any. I think James Cracknell's here, and the rower, and Ben Fogle's here, and Amanda Holden. Oof. I think one of the Big Brother birds is planning to run in her underwear or something.
Yeah, it'll be fine. I'm sure Lads Mag is sorting that out right as we speak. Chappers, it's been a pleasure speaking to you, mate. And raising money for anyone?
Yeah, it's for Click Sergeant, which is cancer and leukemia in children. So there you go. Now you can go on the website and find out my sponsorship details. I'm not allowed to say them, unfortunately. But if you go to Scott's fan site, they have a little link to it.
Perfect. I shall do that, mate. No problem. No, I shall do that. Have a fantastic day, chappers, and I'll give you a call in intensive care tomorrow, yeah? Maybe bring some grapes for you.
Much.
All right, see you later, mate. Bye-bye.